What if a long neck was actually just a meat-loving freaking animal? This giant long neck that was just walking around just munching like different dinosaurs, bro. I wonder if we went into a dog. We switched places with a dog, but we kept allowing our human mind, right? I wonder if, would you lick your dick if you like thought about it? Would you be like, you know what, dude, I'm a giant? Or would you be like, nah, that's weird. But even if you had remnants of a crumpled down temple, and you know how then they like, build it in there, like, and like, how would you actually know that's how it looked like? What is going on, guys, and welcome to the Floating Island Podcast. As always, I hope you're having the best day, week, month, year, whatever you're doing. I hope you're doing it right and you're living your best life. What is up, Julio?
What's going on, Zach? How are you doing?
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Already, you're that cool, man. I was like, I gotta get back.
It's whatever, you know.
It's no big deal.
Oh, yeah, no. Happy to be back.
Yeah, dude. So, this time around, bro, what rabbit holes we going down, huh?
That's a good one. I'm trying to think. There's a few things that, I don't know, I kind of ran into this week that I was kind of talking about. I don't know. I guess if anything, it is around Veterans Day weekend. I don't know. Do you want to do something with that, maybe? A little bit?
Little
insight from said veteran?
I mean, honestly, the only thing, I mean, I'll talk about the Marine Corps here and there. Like, every once in a while, I also have a guy that's, like, on active duty. He'll come on, yeah, I'll kind of reminisce. I don't know, it's like, kind of what I was talking to you about earlier. It was, like, when you said Happy Veterans Day, and thank you for that. But it was how my mindset has changed so much since, like, being in. Like, do I think if I was thrown back into it, would I be able to, like, get right back into it? Absolutely. Like, that like, never goes away. Like, the training, it's drilled into your head.
Right.
You might get rusty on it, but, like, your fundamentals are there.
Right. You'll remember. It never leaves.
Exactly. You'll remember, like, check your corners, your overhead, like, everything. You'll remember your step-by-step stuff.
Oh, for sure.
And, like, how to communicate with your boys, like, always saying that, like, you know, communication, like, hey, blue, whatever you got to do to make sure you're always... that stuff would never go away. But like now, I don't know. I feel like my mind's changed so much. It's more of like, man, I don't really want to be in that kill mindset anymore.
Is right.
All right, dude. Now I'm like, it might be like a hippie.
Peace,
though.
Love. Yeah, peace, kinda, love.
It's kind of like a hippie-ish, but not even like that, because I do believe in fighting when you need a fight.
Right,
like,
of
I
course.
Believe that there is a time to pick up a rifle.
Yeah.
I believe, like, in all that. So I'm not like all that, oh, don't, like, make love, not war. I'm more like that, like, if we're, like, yes, majority, I'd rather us not be at war.
Right.
Like, if we had the chance to avoid the loss of human life, we should take that.
Right.
But, yes, if we had, like, another force, like, another, like, Nazi force, like, suddenly rose up and were trying to take the world, and I had to pick a rifle and go fight in it, I'd be like, that's just time.
Yeah, I'll be back.
Yeah, exactly. I'd be like, all right, we're off to fight something that's evil. And if this is like a just war, I'd be totally down. But like, yeah, now I'm not like in that headspace all the time. I'm not training for war anymore. It's like, okay, what can I now do to still help the world out?
Of course.
Still try to bring some building to this, like growth to the world.
Right.
And it's interesting because I'm still trying to figure it out heavily. Just heavily always, because I change like that. I wake up one morning and I'm just like, you know what? I've been doing it all wrong. I'm switching it up. I'm doing this. Like right now, I'm trying to pull away from like social media heavy and only going on when I got like post.
Right.
And, like when I'm posting on like my meme page or a little bit of the podcast, or like if I take some pictures and I'll do like a quick post, that I'll go on, but I'm trying to avoid it as much as I can because I feel like it's just sucking my soul out.
It just eats away.
It's just
after a while.
My soul out. I don't know. So I guess I didn't really go anywhere with like veterans. It was interesting and it was a ride for sure. I was a peacetime Marine though. So like I don't have any like, hey dude, I was in the shit out in
the trenches.
Yeah. I that wasn't in the cards for me. And who knows, maybe they'll recall me on my 4 years inactive. But I doubt that. If they do, dude, I'd be right there back in. I'll cut my hair, bro. I'll start freaking kicking indoors again, bro. That'd be sick.
Bam.
That'd be sick. Well, it wouldn't be sick. It'd probably be really intense and scary, but like at the same time, hopefully it's for a just cause.
Right.
Like, there's a reason I'm being called back.
No, I feel that. My friend Sam, he's down in Texas. Well, Arizona, actually. I guess he just moved. That's all right. But he used to be in the Special Forces, and he's like, oh, don't get me wrong. I'm definitely a hippie now. But I'm a gunslinging hippie, if anything, you know, like exactly. Peace and love, but you threaten my family, you're probably getting some buckshot in you. And I was like, that's fair. No, I mean, I get that. Yeah.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's exactly how I kind of put it. It's like, yo, no, like I'm down to fight. And like, I enjoy a good fight. Don't get me wrong. Like, I'll box and stuff. Like, I'd love that. If someone's like, yo, put on some gloves. I'd like, let's go, bro.
Right.
Like, I enjoy fighting.
I definitely like him for the sport, you know, like, exactly. Don't get me wrong, like, I don't particularly enjoy hurting people, you know, but, I mean, like, when you have to, you kind of have to. I definitely try to, I've definitely talked myself out of plenty of fights back in the day,
yeah.
Thankfully, but, no, nah, thankfully I haven't been in many, but I'm glad I've been able to talk myself out of the others that have not.
Yeah, dude. So, I mean, dude, it is recognizing when is it a good time to fight, and when it's like, you know what, this ain't worth it.
Right.
It's just like, oh, back out now.
And I mean, hey, if you take the fight, so you know you're gonna win, you're always gonna be undefeated.
Yeah. Bro. It kind of reminds me. I'm trying to find a cord to plug my vape in, which is a terrible habit, guys. Don't start it.
I mean, you can hit mine. I don't know if you're gonna like it though.
I will. Take you up on that. I'll find somewhere to plug this in. I know I got that cord somewhere.
It's Virginia tobacco.
Oh, it's the tobacco.
Yeah. He's like, how bad do I want it?
I like tobacco. I used to smoke cigs and all that.
I kind of like that one though. I don't know. It's like a.
It's not bad. It tastes smooth. It almost tastes kind of coffee.
Yeah, like a dirty vanilla kind of.
Yeah, it tastes kind of like coffee. Something I like it.
Oh, fresh air. Oh,
yeah. Don't start it, guys. Don't start it, but damn, does it feel so good.
I know, God, I think I started smoking when I was 15. 15 years old, bro.
15? Yeah. I was 16 when I had my first cigarette.
Yeah. Granted, I wasn't, like, smoking packs and packs, you know. It'd be like, one of my friends got me a pack one time. And I made it last me like a month or something. Like I would only smoke like one a week or a couple here and there, you know, like it wouldn't be anything crazy. But yeah. No, it definitely wasn't until I got older
that I really started smoking. My God.
See, I did that when I was in the service industry more often because like it'd be like your only way to get like 5 minutes to yourself.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to go take a cig.
Yeah. You just get your shit kicked in real quick and be like, I'll be right back, you know, and you do your thing. God, my buddy John, he'll smoke like two cigarettes back to back in like 2 minutes. Like he won't even breathe. Like he'd be like,
like those anime when they didn't do it in one. Like,
yeah, bro. It was crazy. I was all like, nah, that looks gross.
Like, yeah, cigs. I'm glad I kicked cigs because, I started smoking like 16, and then, yeah, I was a pretty heavy-ish smoker, just because like I thought it was cool.
I was so a cool kid.
I thought it was so cool. And then I like went to vaping and I stopped really smoking cigs. Every once in a while, I'd get like a pack of Lucky Strikes. I really liked the unfiltered Lucky Strikes.
Yeah,
I did. And it was lit. I was 21 when they raised the tobacco age to 21, so I was like bet. Like when the whole California did that. I think. And I'm thinking, yeah, I didn't have to wait. Or no, I wasn't. I wasn't 21. I was like 19 when they did it. Mm. Something like that. I don't think so. But the cool thing was I lived on base when they raised it.
So they're all like...
It was still 18.
Gotcha.
Because they sold all like everyone there. So if you're on base and it was 18, because my dad was stationed in 29 Paul. This is when I was in, I'm pretty sure that's when it switched. I could be wrong. Who knows? My memory could just be totally off. But
I could be lying to you.
Because I remember, I remember like, oh, bet. Because we're like, oh, we don't have to worry about it. We can just buy it on base still.
Damn.
And it was sick.
I think the first cigarettes I ever smoked was the Dram Cherries. They're like a clove cigar. basically.
Oh, God.
But, like, the size of a cigarette, you know?
Yeah, just cigarillos.
Kind of, yeah. Almost, yeah. And, no, I smoked those for a while, and then I went to, like, full-flavored cigarettes, like, Turkish Royals.
Yeah, I went through a Turkish Royal phase. Yeah. My first were, Camel 99.
Yeah, I did menthol for a while. My friend Mads, she smoked mostly Camel Crush Silvers, and we would hang out together so often, so I was just like, whatever, I'll just get a pack of these, so that way she can bum off of me, or I'll have some, or whatever, you know.
Camel Crushes were a vibe, for sure.
I know, I think I smoked those for, like, shit, maybe, like, a year or two, something like that.
No, and I kept bouncing around, then I landed on, like, Marlboro Reds, and then, like, yeah, that was probably my main to-go when I was in the service.
What about weed? When was the first time you ever smoked weed?
First time was, like, right before the start of my junior year in high school.
Yeah, I think my, well, that I really started smoking weed. Like, I smoked weed once, like, when I was, like, a freshman, a couple times here and there, but it really wasn't until, about, like, junior, senior year that I was really doing it. God, I got too stoned one time during lunch, when I was in high school, and I'm sorry, Miss Jackson, but, a couple of my friends, he's like, yeah, you trying to smoke during lunch? And I was like, yeah, sure, whatever, you know. I've done it before, and I didn't get too tossed or nothing, you know. So we went over to his crib, and we loaded a bowl and ripped it out of a bong. And I don't know, like, it was like a creeper, you know what I mean? Like, where it don't hit you right away. You're like, okay, yeah, I'm chilling, whatever. By the time I get back to class, though, it hits me, like, full force, and I'm just like, oh, no. Oh, no, like, people are looking at me and shit like that. Like, I'm feeling sweaty, you know? I'm like, shit. No, yeah. I ended up going to my teacher and I was like, Ms. Jackson, I'm sorry. Can I go home? I don't feel well. She's like, you look pretty pale. Yeah, go ahead. That's fine. I was like, thanks. So I go home and my mom, she's like, are you supposed to be at school? And I was like, don't hate me. I got too high during lunch. I'm going to go take a nap. And she's like, are you serious? I'm sorry. I love you.
I got in so much trouble. So, like, my parents did not let me roll off with that. They would have,
Definitely my dad still isn't very, very keen on it. Like, he knows that I do it. He doesn't like to hear about it, you know?
It was more like, if I would have done that, they probably would have been pretty mad. It was more of when they found out I was smoking heavily, they kind of gave up on the fight. They're like, we can't do it.
He's like, he's doing it, you know, it's another.
He's going to do it. I was like, my senior year, I was when I was really smoking. My junior year, it's like more the dabble. I did it a good amount, but like not a lot.
Right.
But your story reminded me of a time I took this giant edible before I went to school, thinking it was a good idea. And so I went in my first class, bro. It was freaking, it was my math class.
Yeah,
it was like my math class, and I was sitting in the classroom, and this thing hit me, like hit me hard.
The freight train to the face.
I farted, right? So I farted. It was a silent fart, but in my head, I thought I crapped myself. I literally just crapped myself in the middle of class, and I'm sitting there like horrified. Just absolutely
silent panic. Just.
I was like, oh no. I was like, did I just crap myself? I was like, this cannot be happening. I was like, my life will be over if I just crap myself, dude. I was like, everyone's gonna call me like some
what up shit stain. What
the rest of my like high school life.
God.
So I'm like, I'm sitting there, I'm scooting like my butt around the
trying to
I'm feeling it.
Double check, you know.
I like remind myself, I'm like, wait. I'm like, I'm super high right now. I was like, this could all be in my head. I was like, we got to start looking at the possibilities. So I started like breaking it down. So I'm like, I'm scooting it. I'm like, I can't really tell, but I can't feel anything. Like, I'm like that high, bro. My butt's warm now. And I'm like freaking out. And I'm like, all right. I was like, wait, okay. If I did crap myself, it would smell terrible. So I was like, all right. I was like, I don't.
Yes, damn it! No.
I was like, okay. So I leaned across the table to the girl sitting across from me. I was like, hey, and she's like, what's up? And she like leans in. And I was like, you smell anything? And she goes, no, I don't smell anything. I was like, it's funny. So I was like, I thought I smelled something like weird. She's like, hun, I don't smell anything. I was like, yeah, all right. I leave the bag, and I was like, okay. She doesn't smell anything. I was like, it might be good. But, dude, I got so deep in my head about this, bro. I had to go check. Like, I was like, I got it.
Over there, crab walk into the bathroom real quick.
So, like, I raised my hand. I can't remember my teacher's name, though. I swear it's harder to know, but I just can't remember her name. But I was just like, Mrs. Whatever. I was like, can I use the bathroom? And she was like, is it an emergency, Zach? And, bro, my ass was, yeah, I think I crapped myself.
Hell yeah.
I said, I think I shit myself. And she was like, oh, my gosh, just go. And I was just like, thanks. Like, I got up and I went, dude. I like sped walked to the bathroom, bro. I was like, I got to the bathroom, went to the stall, I pulled my pants down, nothing there. I was like, yes.
The dude in the stall next to you?
I even did like a wipe check, bro. Nothing. And I was like, sweet. And I was like, it's all in my head.
Oh my God,
dude, it was intense, bro. I was really deep in my head that I trapped myself in class, dude. It was so gnar, bro. It was so scary.
Man, this is one of my favorite stories. We tell it every year during Thanksgiving, whenever the whole family's around. He hates that we tell the story, but we do it anyway. But there's
the stories that everyone tells.
Yeah, what
you like? Hate.
But now, there's one time when my older brother, when we were kids, our grandma was picking us up, or like we were about to go home from somewhere, like maybe from like the store or some shit, I don't know. And my brother, he's in the front seat, I'm in the back, and he's like freaking out. He's like, grandma, we gotta get home, like I really have to use the bathroom so bad, blah blah blah, this and that. And she's all like, I'm driving as fast as I can, well, you know. He literally, like, we're pulling into the driveway, shits his pants. Like, is shitting his pants. He's like,
when you get the closer you get to the bathroom, the worse it starts getting. It's like your mind knows you're so close. So it's like, I'm ready. Like, and like, it's the worst. And that's when you're like really shuffling, bro. That's when you see people sprint, bro. Like,
it was so bad. Like, God, the smell was awful. And it was like rolling, like he had pants on. It was like coming down his leg. He's like, it's warm. No, and he's crying. I'm laughing. I'm laughing. I am dying. He, I don't know, maybe like 9,
okay,
10, yeah, something like that, you know. I think it's the funniest shit in the world. I'm laughing my ass off. He's just trying to make it to the bathroom. God, I'm sorry, this is kind of this little gross, but like, since it's going down his leg, right? Every time he steps with his right foot, there's like a little drop of it. Like, what the bro? Oh, man. Oh, it was horrible. My dog was trying to eat it. Like, it was a whole mess. Terrible. It was awful. He made my grandma clean it. He didn't even. He's like, no,
what
it's
a
disgusting.
Good grandma.
God.
What a good grandma.
Bless your heart, grandma.
Honestly, my grandma would have probably done the same. Especially if you're like 9. She's like, this kid's like traumatized right now.
It was gross. I immediately had a story to tell my mom as soon as she came home from work. Like, Taylor pooped his pants.
That's amazing.
It was hilarious. Still, key memory.
Key memory, yes. Yeah.
Yes. Horrible.
That reminds me of a boot camp story. There was a kid and we were in formation and he pissed himself.
Oh, damn.
It was funny. I think I told this story as another time on the podcast. But yeah, dude, we were just standing there, and this like kid, we weren't able to talk. I think like we did something wrong. We're all just standing in formation, like no one could talk, no one could move. And then like we're just getting yelled at. I forgot what we did. It was something with a line. We're supposed to wait in line for something. I don't know. He just got yelled at for everything. So it was just, we did something wrong, bro. Our fucking head fucking instructor, he was pissed at us and shit. And this one kid, like, you could tell, he was, like, shaking, bro. Like, he's, like, shaking. And, like, he starts getting yelled at. Like, what's wrong with you? Like, all of a sudden, this kid's trying to, like, get out. You can hear, like, he was being really quiet. He was like, can I use the head? Like, he was trying to get it out, bro. But I think he was holding his piss, like, so hard, bro. He
couldn't even talk.
Couldn't even get it out, bro. And he was just like, And the guy's like, looks at this dude just pees. And like, someone's like, oh, sir. And he was like, what? He was like, recruit, blah, 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 just pissed himself. And he goes, what? And this kid's like shaking, bro. Jeez. We all kind of broke our bearing because we're all like, what? This kid's like directly behind me, bro. I'm like, what? Turn around, we see it. It's like a puddle. Like, and this kid, he's like, come here. And this kid, like, he comes, but he doesn't even go to the drill instructor. Like, this kid's like traumatizes his brain or something. Because this kid just like starts beelining for our squad bay, bro.
Oof.
He like gets on in a perfect fast march, though. Like, he didn't pick this perfect fast march. And he's like walking away, and this drill instructor is like, just like, kind of like turned around. It's like, what am I? What? This kid like pissed himself. Like, this boy must have been going through his brain. Must have been so funny. He's like, dude, what the fuck? Like, this kid just pissed himself. And then he like turns and he sees the kid like beelining for the squad bay. He's like, what the fuck are you doing? Come here. And he's like, coming, like, oh my gosh, dude. It was so funny, bro.
God,
it was so like, I felt so bad for the kid, but it was so funny. It was so funny, dude. We're like, what the heck, bro? There's just this puddle of piss.
Yeah. Imagine.
Terrible.
Nah, see, that's the thing. I couldn't join the military for like, for reasons like that, because I'd be all like, I would ask, like, sir, can I please use the restroom? Like, I can't hold it. No. All right. Well, too bad. And then I would just go. I'd be like, all right, bye. No.
You'd be, yeah. I know. I feel like
that. I was in the military. I got kicked out on day three.
It happened once. Like, a kid was like, he was like, screw this. Like, he had to go so bad. But we were in the squad bay, and he just went. You know, like, he got yelled at and stuff. And, like, but. And the kid was like, I didn't care. Like, he was like, I had to go. He was like, I was willing just to take the, like, 5 minutes of just intense screaming in my face to get relieved. Dude, one time we saw, one of my favorite things is one time this kid was like, can I use the head? And it was like, what? It was like, sir, it's an emergency. He's like, oh, it's an emergency. And he gave this kid two torches, the flashlights, and one was a blue lens and one was a red lens. And he made him run around the squad bay, clicking them on and off, going, because it was an emergency.
Jesus Christ.
He made him do that around the squad bay and then, like, go to the bath. Oh, dude, it was great.
It's like, all right, now you can go.
Exactly, dude, it was so great, dude. That's when I, like, when I'm like, dude, it probably was so much fun to be, like, a drill instructor. Like, because you're just, like, all, like, your imagination. Limitless. These recruits are nothing to you, bro. You're just like, you're nothing. They treat you right when you, of course, you get the title of Marine. But like, that's the last 2 weeks, dog. When you're like, I think it's still two, like because you have Marine week, and then yeah, I want to say it's last 2 weeks. It's not just 1 week. Shit, I don't know. I'm pretty sure. I don't even know if they changed it, because I want to say they even added longer to boot camp. Now, I'm not staying up to date with that, but.
Couldn't tell you.
If boot camp became longer, sucks to suck now. Like, it wasn't terrible. It was just more annoying. Boot camp was, like, not hard. It was annoying because it was more mental stuff. It just, like, they wanted you to break. They wanted you to crack mentally. That was the whole point. They were breaking you down to build you up kind of thing. And if you're just able to keep your head on straight and you're like, this is just, like, annoying, I can get through this, and it's not that hard. It's, like, not that big of a mental jump to, like, actually break through that. Like, I believe anyone is capable. You just have to keep your head on straight, and you have to know that, like, all right, dude, I can get through this.
Fair enough.
I can push myself, and, you know, like, my human body is incredible. Like, the amount of
stuff. My unit.
Exactly. It's like, you almost have that mindset. You're like, I'm a unit. I'm unstoppable. Having that mindset, you just keep pushing, even if it's super annoying. This is just, like, now in life. Even life is super annoying. You just got to have that mentality. Just, like, you're like, okay, you know what? This is just a season right now. This is just like a scene in my life movie. I'm going to get through this. This ain't hard. I can bust through this.
I got this. I got
exactly.
This.
I got this.
Are you smarter than a fifth grader? Probably not. Probably. But I got this.
I got this. Yeah. I don't know, dude. I don't know. I remember when that show was like peaking and stuff. I think I could have done good on some of it. But like some of those questions, I don't even remember going over in fifth grade.
I know, don't get me wrong. Like, some of the questions I would be kind of like, all right, come on, bro. But then other times I'm all like, shit, am I smarter than a fifth grade?
Yeah, well, exactly.
Hold on. When that's what they learn in fifth grade now? That's crazy.
There's no way. I was like, the things I remember fifth grade, I remember we had this, like, it was like a business, like 2 weeks where we had, like, there was like a store and you had a job. Like, you had like the, you're a banker, you're like the cop, like the hall, like there was like, you set up businesses. Each class had like different businesses. It was weird. But you earned money throughout the week, and then they would open the store every Friday, and you would
spend all a little school actual, shop or whatever.
Natural stuff. It was interesting. I remember that. I don't remember much about elementary school all too well, but like, I mean, I remember my playground. For whatever reason, I can picture my elementary school playground pretty damn well.
I still can. I mean, yeah, it definitely looks different now, but from what I remember, we had a huge yard, like, because we had a. We had, like, the swings, the little jungle gym thing, and then, like, the rest of it was pretty much just, like, a giant field. And, like, we would play soccer, kickball, whatever, you know? And then we did have, like, what's the tetherball or whatever? Where it's just, like, the beam, we have the ball on the string, and you just gotta...
Oh, yeah. Is that racquetball? Or is that tetherball? I think you're right.
Tetherball?
I think it's tetherball.
Something like that.
Yeah, something like that. But I know the game. Player of the sport.
I used to always win when I was...
Try to hit that thing as hard as you possibly could.
And it would be too high for them to swat it. And I'd be like, hey.
That was like the OG move. That was the finisher, bro. That was your Mortal Kombat finish.
Really?
It was like, finish it. More dodge. And they couldn't get it. The only way you could really get it is, like, you slapped your hand there and it, like, wrapped around your hand.
Right.
You're able to, like, somehow get it, but that was low-key kind of, like, cheating. Because I don't think you're allowed to touch the string at all.
I've definitely got hit in the face a few times playing that when I was a kid. I've definitely hit a few people in the face while doing that.
Yeah, definitely, bro. Bro, I don't know. If you were given the option, like, a genie, like, just, or not, like, anything, whatever could grant this, and it's like, hey, you want to go back? And, like... You don't get to keep all, I guess, I don't know how this would work. I wouldn't say you would get to keep the knowledge of the future, but what if you were able to keep, like, kind of like the knowledge of your life lessons? Like, if you came across something, you remember, like, oh, maybe I shouldn't do this. Like, it wasn't like that. Would you take that? Like, go back, go through your life again, bro, of, like, just young in you, bro. Like, it sends you back to, like, second grade.
Not really. I would, if it was to, like, just relive a memory, like, presently and physically, sure, you know, but I wouldn't want to change anything.
There you go. That's the best mentality. I mean, we can't go back and change, so you should be able to have that mentality. Like, I don't want to change anything.
Right. I mean, don't get me wrong, like, there's some trauma in everyone's life that they wish that they could undo, you know, but at the end of the day, unfortunately, no matter how horrible the trauma is, that is what made you who you are today.
No, see, yeah, that's my mindset right there. It's like, it's a part of you.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, dude, if you removed that trauma or you removed that hardship that you went through, I mean, you wouldn't have that lesson learned, or you wouldn't have that part of you that, like, came out of that.
Right. And who's to say that if you did take out that traumatic experience, you wouldn't encounter one that's even more traumatic, you know, to make you learn that lesson? You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I'm going to check just to make sure
everything's still rolling, you know?
We're always trying to self-improve here in Floating Islands, you know?
Yeah. I don't want to run into cut things. It makes my editor's life a lot easier. Shout out, Angel.
My kid. My boy that I've never met.
Dude, he's everyone's guy.
Hell yeah.
You're a part of the Floating Island family. Angel is your guy. Because he be bringing you the good clips, the good audio, all that stuff. Well, I guess the audio's here. I run that, but then he edits it. We're a team. We're the Floating Island.
Auto-tune me.
We're starting the Floating Island family, bro. It's always growing. Dude, yeah. I think it'd be sick, man. Break out in, like, podcasting. Just doing podcasting the rest of my life. That'd be sick. Talking to people like yourself, dude. Just...
It'd be fun. It. I mean, I don't know. What's that? Have you ever heard of that one library that they have, like, a living library, where, like, they have, they'll invite, I don't know, like, 5 to 10 people come in, and they'll sit in, like, a little area, and it'll be called, like, the human library, and you can come and talk to this person, and they just tell you about their life, That's interesting. Just from all different types of backgrounds.
That's cool.
And stuff like that, you know. Yeah, that's like, cool. I remember seeing something about it, like, on Facebook, like, years back. But, no, like, I love that because, I don't know, I've always been a bit of a storyteller amongst my friends, you know.
Yeah.
But, no, yeah, I enjoy that aspect, you know, of storytelling. It's one of our oldest ways of communicating.
Wouldn't that be the oldest way of communicating? Because that was how information was originally passed down, was just stories.
Yeah, or pictures.
They didn't have pictures back in, like, caveman time. I mean, they did
the glyphs that they would make, I suppose.
But you feel like, when did they develop that first? It wasn't the very first caveman.
True.
They probably was very storytelling, and then they were like, man, this is really hard to remember. Oh, what if I doodle on a wall real quick? This will help me remember.
Right. Well, I wonder what language was like before it was actually spoke, like...
A lot of grunts and stuff, like, oh, here you go.
Yeah, you know, it'd be very primal, definitely, you know, but I wonder how they communicated mostly. Like, were they more, like, physical communicators?
What if we got it all wrong? Like, what if, like, what we know of cavemen is actually totally wrong, and they were actually, like, super intelligent? Or what if cavemen were actually, like, really, like, smart?
That would be kind of crazy, not gonna lie.
And, like, yeah, just what we found is just the, like, the remnants. Sure, and we're just like, oh, they had wood spears and, like, all this stuff, and they're just hunter-gatherers. But in turn, they were, like, this really, like, knit, connective community that knew how to communicate.
Pre-Illuminati right there.
They were actually, like, yeah, they were actually, like, legit, and they painted in caves and stuff because it was just, like, these were, like, little, they, like, camped out there for a time, and they thought it was fun.
Right, there's like us, whatever.
Yeah, we're just passing through. We're just like, hey, go ahead. And that's just their kids drawing.
Right.
It's like, hey, kids, you go ahead, hang out here. We're camping here for a second. Go ahead, have fun. Yes, there's a cave over there. You can paint in it. Go ahead. Like, this story is just kids having fun. Hey, what are you painting? Oh, I'm painting the tribe-killing woolly mammoths. Well, that's crazy. We'd never do that. And they never killed woolly
mammoths. Right. they have them as pets or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Crazy.
They ride in them and stuff, bro. Like, yeah, that's one thing that I don't understand is how do we think we know what happened in the past off of just drawings or off of what we found and, like, all this. There's no possible way we actually know how an event went down because we can't go back to it. I mean, I guess if there's writing about the event, then, like, yeah, I guess you could get a pretty good picture. Like, I guess more like ancient Rome. They wrote about a battle.
Right.
Like, then he flanked, blah, blah, blah. Then you could probably get a pretty good idea what happened. But, like, if you keep going back into, like, ancient history, like...
Or they didn't really record their history.
Exactly. How, I don't know how, like, archaeologists are like, oh, this is what happened. This is it. This is how it looked and stuff like that. Actually, you probably don't even know. Like, even if you had remnants of a crumpled-down temple, and you know how then they, like, build it in there, like...
Mm.
And, like, how would you actually know that's how it looked like? You find all the rubble. It's all, like, and it's all broken down and stuff all over it and stuff. There's no possible way you know exactly how they built it. What if it was, like, a weird actual structure? Some weird thing you never would have even thought of. And that's what it looked like.
This so happens to just be what's left of it.
Exactly. Like, it just boggles my mind how people are like, oh, this is probably how it happened. And it's just like, you don't know, though. You can't be 100% certain. I mean, it's cool to have the idea. And you're like, oh, that's probably pretty close, sure. But, like, I hate that it's like, people are like, no, this is how it happened. It's like, dude, you don't know. You don't know. You can't say that's how it happened, bro. You don't actually know.
Right.
It's like those guys that are 100%. We're 100% sure that, you know, this is how the ancient civilization built this temple. What if it was, like, not even a temple?
What if it wasn't finished?
Like, I don't know exactly, dude. It just makes me question a lot of things more when, like, you look at that stuff, because it's like, you don't know.
Right.
Unless it's actually recorded and there's actually a good detail about it, then you're like, okay, that's pretty hard to dispute that happened.
The stages of development in ancient cultures, that one was always interesting to me. Like how in Egypt, their technology was way more advanced than most of the other parts of the world. Same with ancient Rome as well. Do you know, just...
I feel like the aqueducts and stuff ancient Rome had their
travel. Yeah, and like, it always just blew my mind. And also, like if you look into, like, earlier cultural anthropology, there'll be talks about, like, how the beginning of Earth was created and stuff like that. And one of the most popular ones from other cultures, from other aspects of the world where they didn't have ways to communicate overseas. A lot of them, they saw it as like the back of a turtle or something like that, you know, and just little things like that, like, always boggled my mind that, like, how is it that these people from just miles and miles away from each other on different parts of the globe, that one given or around that time, had the same ideologies even from miles away. Like, it always just blew my mind. Also, I want to know what color dinosaurs are. Like what color dinosaurs really were.
There's no way we know what colors dinosaurs were from just bones.
Right, because, I mean, don't get me wrong, like, reptiles and amphibians that we have now, they definitely come in crazy colors, but that would be trippy as hell.
Like, we have it all wrong, and then, like, the actual T-Rex, it was just, like, this neon pink, just like,
this Barbie thrashes.
Slang.
Ow.
Rawr. Dude, exactly. Yeah. Dinosaurs, like, really, do we, I don't know, if you take the bones, like, do we actually know how they were structured? Like, probably a pretty good,
right.
this fits here, but what if it was all weird and reverse, and these aliens were just, like, weird blob things walking around?
Oh, shoot, I mean, look at the development of the Spinosaurus, how archaeologists have discovered how the bone structure works now, as opposed to, like, back in, like, the 1800s. You know what I mean? Like, I love the progression of videos that every now and again you'll see, like, this is what a T-Rex thought looked like back in this time. Yeah. But now with today's science, this is what we actually think it looked like. You know what I mean? Like,
it changes. And
yeah.
No, and, like, there's no way they actually know, like, oh, by the mouth of this thing, it probably only ate leaves.
Right.
What if it were actually just, like, was a total, what if a long neck was actually just a meat loving freaking animal, this giant long neck that was just walking around just munching like different dinosaurs, bro?
I don't know, I mean, I wouldn't be terribly surprised, because, I mean, there's been animals,
they actually just ate birds.
They just, that's as why they're, they
had
flying
the long, but, exactly, that's why they had the long neck. They just, like, a bird flight. Oh. We had it all wrong.
That'd be crazy. I mean, shoot, I don't know, like, there's, I mean, like, look at squirrels. Like, some people think that squirrels really only eat, like, small insects and, like, nuts and stuff like that. Yeah. But, like, no, like, squirrels will eat, like, other rodents. Birds will eat other birds.
Wait, what? Squirrels will eat, like, other rodents?
Yeah. Like, if there's, like, if they can catch, like, a little shrew mouse or something like that, no, they'll bite the head off of that thing. They'll just eat it.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that? No, yeah.
I didn't know that. Dang, dude. Well, squirrel, you didn't know a squirrel?
Maybe? I don't know.
Maybe if I found it dead.
Maybe. I mean, shit, like, seagulls, too. Seagulls just eat just about anything. Yeah, he probably would.
He'd eat anything.
Probably would.
He's having, like, a nightmare. Talking to those that don't know, it's just Atlas. I'm sure you guys have seen him. He's a beautiful puppy. German Shepherd Pitbull, dude. What a beautiful dog.
Beautiful dog.
Beautiful. He's just having a nightmare. He's sleeping right now, and he's just twitching. He's running, bro.
He's running in
his sleep. He's running in his sleep.
You seen that video of the little cat sleeping and it looked like he riding his bike? You see that one?
Yeah,
that one cracked me up.
Oh, it's funny, man.
Do you like zoology stuff, by the way?
Zoology stuff?
Yeah, like study of animals and creatures and stuff.
I love animals. I hate insects and bugs. I like reptiles. I'm not a big snake.
So you're not going to like this tarantula I brought? No.
I wouldn't, like, flip out. I'd be like, yo. I don't want to hold your spider. You can keep it over there. It's super creepy, and, like, I'd be fascinated to kind of, like, watch it from afar. I'd be like, oh, that's, like, but, like, at the same time, it's, like, cool, but, like, nah, not for me. If you brought, like, a red panda or something like that,
like a red panda, hell yeah.
Like,
I love red pandas.
I think you could do, like, a Komodo dragon too. That's a reptile, but, like, that's huge. Like, it'd be kind of interesting to interact with one. But aren't they, like, low-key, like, killers?
Mm,
like,
they're venomous.
They'd rip you apart.
Their saliva, like, it'll slowly, like, it'll just, like, infect you, and it'll put you into, I believe, cardiac arrest eventually. There's this one bodybuilder dude that I saw one time. Like, it was on, like, Animal Planet or something.
Yeah.
But, no, like, he had three as pets, and he would feed them and stuff like that. And one day he got bit. And he was just like, oh, I should be fine, whatever, didn't think anything of it. And then people at his gym noticed that he stopped coming. And he doesn't do that.
Oh, no, I don't know, because of
cardiac. They did a wellness check, and they went into his house and he was being eaten by his three pets, by his three Komodos. Oh, man, imagine being the cop that walked in. Right. That. Hey, what's going? Oh, nope. Mm. Yeah, let's call it in, boys.
Nah. Bro, I just...
Oh, my God.
That'd be terrible, dude. Not like when that snake ate the owner.
Mm. Remember that story? Yeah, yeah.
When,
God, when was that?
I just saw a video, dude. It was just, like, two cops. They're walking on a golf course. But one had a rifle. I don't know. It wasn't a shotgun because it didn't look like a shotgun spray. It almost looked like an M14.
Mm.
But it didn't have a clip out. That's why I'm kind of like,
oh, okay.
It almost looked like, I don't know. I'd have to watch it again. But he's wide and you're like, what the heck? He's wide on the golf course too. And then you see like one of them holding a trash can and he lifts it up. It's just a raccoon. And then you see the cop like, bam, and just they just shoot.
Dang.
Like they got, the raccoon got the cops called and just got capped. I was like, dude, what did this raccoon do just to like get capped like this?
That's crazy. We're going to relocate it, nah.
What? Dude, the cop just, like, just took it out, bro. I mean, I shot an armadillo once, like that, I guess.
God, those things smell so bad, too, armadillos.
Though, like, I was in Alabama, and they're considered, I guess, like, pests, because they rip up gardens.
Oh.
Huh. So, like, literally, I was staying at, like, this pastor's house when we were just visiting in Alabama. I was just kicking with his son. We're just, like, on the couch playing, like, Guitar Hero, and he walks in with this massive rifle. Like, I forget what caliber, but it was huge. And he just walks in and he's like, hey, who wants to shoot an armadillo? I mean, without a second pass. I was like, me? I was like, I got you. He's like, for real? I was like, yeah, I'm down. And he just hands me the rifle. He's like, have you handled a rifle before? I'm like, yeah, I know, like, my rifle safety and stuff. This is, like, Marine Corps. I was, like, 18. And, because I didn't join until I was 21. So I like, we got, he's like, all right. He like, we don't even open the front door. We get to the front door and he's like, make sure you're good. He's like, that's your safety, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, I got you. It's like, I'm just pumped. I was like, yeah, this is lit. I was like, hell, I've never seen an armadillo up this close. I'm about to go out and just like get one. And he was like, all right, dude, it's right in the bushes, like right outside the porch. I was just like, got you. And he opens it and like, he's like, go. And I open it and like soon it starts running. And like this is like they had a big property.
Mm.
It was a big property. So it starts running into this darkness. This is nighttime. And like a long grass plane. I just book it after it, bro. I'm just running. Bah, 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 bah. Like I'm running. Like I like stop my getting a shooting. I like got it right through the butt. And it like it flips, bro. It like does this little boom, boom. And then like just keep going, bro. It keep going. So I'm like, it's a bull action, like boom. You know, I'm running. But it's, like, slower now, dude. I got it good. It was, like, kind of, like, a slow kind of, like, trot thing. And, like, I got up to it, and I actually got a good angle on it, and I just capped it. And I was, like, that was sick. And I was, like...
Were you an armadillo tonight?
It was so, since I had so much adrenaline and stuff, I think they did do something with that armadillo or something. Or I don't think they could, actually, because I think I'd shot it, like where I shot it, they weren't going to do something with it.
You're like...
It was a road. I don't even know, like, what, armadillo soup? I know I didn't eat any armadillo with that, so I'm pretty sure they threw it away.
I know some cultures eat armadillo.
I'm sure you can do, like, I'm sure there's plenty of dishes with armadillo.
It's weird. I forget that, like, in Kansas, we actually have armadillos,
sorry,
too.
By the way.
Sorry, PETA.
Like, I was hyped. I was just this 18-year-old dude, and some guy's like, who wants to shoot
something? He said, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Let me get it.
And I was like, let me get it. It was pretty intense. It was an honor. That armadillo put up a good run. It almost got away. I honored that armadillo and killed it. I respected that armadillo. I tried to get it on the first shot, but in the second shot, I made sure to get it nice and quick. I didn't let it suffer or nothing.
Me and my boy Fabian, we used to hunt, like, snakes. That would be in, like, the creek just off the side of his house.
Like snakes, so.
I do like snakes, but, like, I don't know. Like,
PETA again.
I was a teenager. I had a BB gun, and we're just like, yeah, let's go get some snakes, you know. I ended up eating one of them. It actually turned out pretty good.
Well, you just cooked it up.
Yeah, because, like, the ribs are so small, you can just eat them just like that. I mean, you don't eat the spine, but, you know. But I, like,
I've seen someone cook up snake before.
It's really not bad. I ended up frying mine. Like, I just did, like, a light breading. A little fishy, kind of. A little
fishy, wow. And I was like... I didn't expect that answer. I don't know why that caught me so off guard. It's a little fishy. A snake, huh?
A little bit. I mean,
I can see it though.
It was a water snake, you know. I mean, like predominantly eats like small fish. So I don't know. I would imagine.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it wasn't bad. I just fried it up, did a light breading on it. I ended up having my mom try it, and she's all like, "It's not bad, but I have to tell myself I'm not eating snake." And I was like, "Fair enough."
Yeah, like I feel that. I don't like snakes. I'm not a huge fan. Them is it's just not right.
Actually, one of my buddies, he has a red-tailed boa. Has? I can't remember if it's still alive or not. But no, that thing was, last time I talked to him, like 7 feet long.
That's the one thing I'm going to wonder. Like, if I die, and then, like, I do, like, come face-to-face with the creator of all this, I'm going to be like, why? Why snakes? Why, like, spiders and insects? He's like, oh, because they help the ecosystem. I'm like, but you're the creator. You could have made the ecosystem to not have those and still thrive. Like, why?
I like scare the shit out of people sometimes.
Yeah, he's like, what is this response? I thought it was funny, dude.
Like, I gotta have fun too.
He's like, you know how many like jump scares you got from this tiny little spider? It was hilarious. Bro, people will be standing on stools screaming, kill it, kill it, kill it.
I know my stepmom, she has arachnophobia, and I took full control of that when I was younger. Like, I would pretend to have like a spider in my hand. I'd be like, Alicia, look, I got this spider. She's like, Julio, don't. I'm like, what do you mean? And I would just like pretend to throw one, and like all freak out. And I was like, haha, there's nothing there.
Like, if they're like far away, like, I'm not gonna freak out. I'll kill it. If I see a chance to maybe save a spider, I might have to talk myself into like
am I really gonna do this?
Like, fine, I'll get it on like a napkin and like throw it out. Be free. Like, you're lucky I don't do this to every spider I find.
I forget, do you guys have orb breathing spiders here?
What do you mean? We have like black widows.
Well, yeah, let me see.
What, warm what?
Orb weaving spiders.
What is that? Orb weaving spider.
They're super pretty. At least I think they're pretty. Their colors change in different regions. Oh, I guess, yeah. You guys do have a version of orb weaving spiders. This is the version you guys have here in Cali.
Kind of like the tannish spiders. Right? They kind of have like a pattern on their back.
These are the ones that
I don't even want to show a picture of that. I'm not showing a picture on this on YouTube. I don't need to be reminded of these spiders. Ugh. I don't think anyone needs to see spiders. If you're like, I like spiders, well, no, see.
Those are the ones that we have.
Ooh. Yeah, I don't like spiders at all, dude. No, thank you. No, thank you. It's just why? Why? That and like flies. Why?
I don't like flies. Flies are definitely not a fan.
It's like, why make anything smaller than like a cat? Cats are like, I can deal with cats. Like,
I like how you're like, spiders not cats though. Yeah, I like how that's
like smaller than a cat, because like a cat is a good size. Like, there should nothing be any smaller than that. Like, everything else that's smaller than a cat can just go away. Like, that's all your like little bugs and even frogs, they can go away.
You don't like frogs either?
Idea, like, I was never that guy that wanted to pick up a lizard or a frog. I was like, nah, thank you, dude. I don't want that stuff on my hands and whatnot. I was like, nah, dude, like, my brothers were like that. They would snatch one of those lizards that are running, like, look, I got a lizard. I'm like, why? Like, why? Cool, bro. No, he's like, you want to hold it? No, not really.
No, I was the opposite. I was always the one picking up shit, scaring the shit out of my mom. We're like, look what I found. Put that back right now.
Yeah, I never understood it, dude. I was just like, why do you want to pick up all these little critters? Like, no thanks. Like, I'm good.
Nah, snake, I don't know. I've always enjoyed animals, because, like, I don't know, like I said, I really like the science, like, zoology and the science of animals, because I enjoy seeing the...
I'll watch a documentary on that stuff. Sweet.
Yeah. He's like, I'll do it from home.
Yeah. Yeah, like...
Because, yeah, like...
zoology, cool. Like, when they talk about tigers and like bigger animals, I'm all for that stuff. That's sick. That's cool. And, like, look at this little like lizard.
Nah.
Like, lizards aren't terrible. Like, I could hold a lizard. Like, if it was, like, one of them, like, bigger lizards and stuff, even a small lizard, I guess, like, that'd be kind of cool. Like, hamsters are pretty cool.
My boy Hella stole a hamster from a pet store one time. That shit was hilarious.
So
he put that shit in his beanie, bro. He like, no one was, I didn't even know.
He's like Ratatouille, bro.
I didn't even know he did it until, like, we got back to the car. And he's all like, hey, bro, check this out. And he takes off his hat and he's like, I got a hamster. And I was like, what the fuck, bro? And he's all like, it was really cute, but I didn't want to buy it. And I was like,
he just stole the hamster?
Yeah, he just stole the fucking hamster. Just put that shit in his beanie and then, like, brought it back out when we got to the car.
That's hilarious. I thought he just rolled with a hamster.
He was just like, boop. All right, we can go. And I was like, oh, okay, whatever. Yeah. We go back to the, and then, yeah, just fucking, yeah, yeah. Check it out. I don't know. I wonder how long he kept it anyway.
I had hamsters when I was, like, a little kid.
I think I had one.
We also had a cat. Not a really good combination because Nick, that was the cat's name, Nick killed a lot of our hamsters. I had the OG, I think my first hamster actually outlived all the hamsters. We had a lot. We got a lot because it was original hamsters Mario and Luigi. That's what we named them. It was sick. And then Mario got killed by Nick. It was a tragedy, bro. It was a tragedy. I cried at Mario's funeral. But then we got Shadow. It was like this white red eye hamster. It was not friends. Like, Luigi, dude? No, it was Luigi, and I guess Shadow wasn't really that friendly either. But Luigi was not friendly with any other hamster after Mario died. Like, Mario was his boy. They were chilling.
You can never replace Mario.
Have you ever seen a hamster attack another hamster? It's weird.
Yeah.
Because Luigi just, like, attacked, like, oh, like, put him on, put the other hamster on his, like, belly, bro, and, like, attack it. Like, it was crazy. Whoa. So we had to get two separate.
I'm just picturing a hamster fucking choke slamming another hamster.
Yeah, it was kind of, it was unique. But yeah, dude, he would just beat him up. And so we kept Luigi away, and we ended up getting Shadow, like, another friend. There's always, like, three hamsters in at a time. Luigi had his own little cage, because we had them all connected, but we just kind of, like, shut down the connection between the cages, so Luigi couldn't interact. But Luigi was my boy. That was my hamster that I got. My older brother got Mario. And my boy survived, and, like, I remember we lost a few more hamsters to Nick, because they would get out. They would get out, and then Nick, just doing his job.
He'd be like, my shit.
Yeah, exactly. Just find a dead hamster, bro. And it was always tragedy because this is like my elementary school years. I took those deaths hard, bro.
And of course, you wouldn't just like, it wouldn't just be missing whatever. You'd find like half of it or a quarter of it somewhere. Or like you would just see like a little remnant of a hand.
They'd just be dead on their back, bro. Like,
oh, he wouldn't eat it? Like he would just.
Sometimes you'd just kill him, bro. Nick was savage. He'd just play. Where he'd play with them and he'd just kill them eventually just in the playing of it and then just like walk away. He'd be like, oh, you're no fun anymore. Walk away.
Why'd you have to.
Nick was the kind of cat that you'd get outside. Like, he always knew his way back home. He'd get outside and then he'd bring like a rodent or like a bird like back to the door. Like, hey, check out what I got for you guys. He's like, look at me being getting contribution to this family. I'm providing dinner tonight.
It's hilarious.
He was a sick cat, good cat. Yeah, dude. He was my first family pet was Nick. And then when my Nana moved in with us, we had Sarah and this miniature pincher. Mm. She was my little princess. When my Nana passed away, I took care of her until Sarah died. And that was my little princess, man. I took her death so hard. I always take animal deaths hard because they're a member of the family, man. Like, hey. Like, I'm so glad Atlas is only, he's turning 3, literally in like 4 days. Oh,
happy birthday, sweet boy. Happy early birthday.
Bro, he's just the best, man. I love animals. Like, I love animals. I'm bigger than a cat.
God.
Cat is the size. I mean, I guess, like, you know what? A chinchilla would be pretty cool, too.
Chinchillas are super cute.
See, exactly. See, I can find animals that I can rock with that are, like, palm size.
Have you ever seen them take a dust or a dirt bath or whatever?
No.
Should
we watch a chinchilla do a dirt bath?
Good. They're super cute.
We'll end the episode with a chinchilla dirt bath. How do you even freaking spell chinchilla?
I think how it sounds.
Chinchilla, space, dirt, And to use the Xbox
Dust bath.
Oh, there we go. Dust bath. Xbox controller, guys. Oh, there we go.
Is it in slow motion too?
Oh, we love ads.
Gotta love them.
I canceled my Prime subscription for YouTube because I was like, I don't think it's worth it. See, it's already the video. I was like, it's not like I don't use YouTube until I do this. I don't know if that's worth it to have Prime or their Premiere or whatever, but until then, until I see it worth it. Because like, we watched one YouTube video this whole time. That is cute.
I know my.
It just, it keeps like, just, yeah. It like, it's like, it does like, is it going fully around or just on its back and then back the same way?
I think it's rolling.
I think it's fully gone.
Yeah, I can't remember why, but no, just chinchillas love taking dust baths. I don't know.
But
it's their thing.
Isn't dust just dead skin? That's interesting.
Yeah, my friends Bray and John, God, their house is like a petting zoo. They have like,
see, but they're cute.
No, they're hella cute. Sometimes they get pretty fat too. Sometimes too, it's hilarious.
Yeah, like see, I could have a chinchilla, or like even I think of like a monkey. Monkeys are pretty small, like
the little khaki chin monkeys. Yeah, yeah,
that'd be pretty sick to have. Wow, that was cute.
That was
so cute. That's so cute. But yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, oh, look who woke up from his nap.
What?
I'll love you here in a second. We're about to end this one. We're about to end this one. Yeah.
Woof.
Woof. Dude, I bet it would be so much fun just to switch places with a dog for like, only like a few days, I think I'd be able to take it. Because really, it would probably get boring. Especially like,
probably. I'm going to run around the house. Take a nap.
Yeah, exactly. And like,
well, now what?
Especially like, you're like, I'm a busy dude. Like, my little brother's a busy dude. We're the ones that like actually like are his, like, you know, I say my brother is like probably his dad. I'd be like the dog uncle. But he's my little baby. But we're busy dudes, so we're gone a lot. So, like, I could only imagine, like, how bored it is, like, when you're waiting for your, like, your boys to come back. And you're just, like, laying, you're watching out the window. See, that's the one thing. I feel like it would get boring because you would be just sitting there. The question is, would we have our human brain mind or his mind when we switch spots? Because if we had his mind, we'd probably be really simple. We wouldn't care. But, like, huh? Person? Bark, 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 bark. Oh, that's right. They ran away. Like, I don't know, dude.
Is that my ass?
Dude, I can lick my balls right now. Except you don't have any. Where are my testicles?
I wonder if after the procedure, like, I wonder if there was ever, like, a time where, like, he forgot where he's like, oh, he's gonna do the thing.
He's still licking.
Oh, dang.
I mean, he's still licking his thing-a-ling. I don't know, like, they don't think it's weird. They're just cleaning themselves.
Well, yeah.
They're shower, so, like, I wonder if we went into a dog. We switched places with a dog, but we kept lying like our human mind, right? I wonder if would you lick your nut? Would you lick your dick if you like thought about it? Would you be like, you know what, dude? I'm a giant, or would you be like, nah, that's weird.
I don't know.
Exactly.
Depends on the day, I guess.
But it could be the same thing for like a girl. Like if a girl switches places with a girl, you like gonna lick your own little like coochie? you gonna go down? Oh, it's such a weird, like, thing. Not really. I wonder how many people think about that. There's probably like, a weird kink out there. There's
probably everyone at least once.
I wonder if people, like, that pretend to be dogs, you know, like, that community,
yeah.
They get, like, ribs removed so they can lick their junks.
I don't know.
Because then that's more dog-like. Because isn't that, like, a procedure? They, like, remove some, like, of your ribs or something. It makes you, like, flexible or some shit.
I think Marilyn Manson did that. If I remember correctly.
Marilyn Manson's go down on himself?
I wouldn't doubt it. And, don't get me wrong, I like some of his music. He's also a little fucked up though. So I don't know. I wouldn't put it past him.
I don't know, man. Yeah, I don't know much about the dude. I definitely know some of his music. Definitely a talented person.
Yeah.
Definitely a very talented person.
Definitely abusive as well.
I don't know much about
him. He's like, oh, that's a new one for me.
I couldn't tell you, like, I don't know. I feel like I've only heard a few of his songs. I definitely have never been like,
I've never really been like a diehard, you know what I mean?
Like, playlists at all. I definitely heard him. I definitely seen him. I've definitely seen, like, I've seen, like, him, like, the Family Guy parody and stuff. But he was super famous, or is still is. He's still pretty, like, big, huh?
So, you know, definitely after, like, forget his wife's name that they were together with. I can't remember if they got married. Something like that. He was with this one chick, and he was super abusive in their relationship, and when she finally came out with everything that happened and stuff like that, that definitely took a lot of backlash on him.
Yeah, we should have ended with the chinchilla video. Dude, now we're like talking about abuse and stuff.
Catch us next week.
No, I mean, that stuff's terrible. You should never do that. Like hitting another person just out of anger, it's never the answer. You can talk it out. You can work it out. And I mean, if you have those kind of problems, go get help.
Right. No.
Talk to, like, find someone. Even like, not even therapy. Like, I didn't really ever take the therapy option. I did for a little bit, and I
did for a bit.
Like in the Marine Corps, we had our chaplains. My dad served as a chaplain for the last half of his Navy career. So I was always pretty comfortable with chaplains.
What is a chaplain?
They're like the. Like kind of like your pastor.
Oh, okay.
Like for like a battalion.
Gotcha. You have your
chaplains too. You always have like one chaplain with like a unit and stuff.
Sure.
But they kind of work as like your counselor, your therapist, your religious needs, like any like religious needs you have, you go to them, or you just go schedule a talk and they'll just sit down and just chat with you about life and stuff. But, like, really good guys. And like, it was always, I mean, not many people. Like looked fondly though in the Marine Corps when you go seeing the chaplain and stuff, they almost looked at it as like therapy, as like a weak kind of thing. But I was just so comfortable with chaplains because like my dad, I've known a bunch of chaplains, like I know all his like friends that he served with that were chaplains, so I was always comfortable going to see a chaplain.
Right.
And if I needed to talk something out, I'd go see the chaplain. And I was always super close with all my battalion chaplains. Super good guys, like super helpful. They definitely helped me see a lot of things and work through some of the stuff I was going through during that period of my life. And I'd say they helped me to where my mind is now.
Hey.
Like I give them huge thanks. Like I give like my parents huge thanks for helping me out and stuff. There are people that have always helped me out grow. I'm still figuring it out. Each day is another challenge or another way for me to see something differently, or sometimes I get it wrong. I'll go through a day and I'm just like, dude, I messed up. I messed up all day, or I messed up. But it's just like, hey, okay, tomorrow's a new day. Now we know. Okay, well, cool. Learn, change.
Right.
Adapt. Learn, change, adapt.
You're the best version of yourself today, and you can only get better tomorrow.
Exactly. I think there we go. We'll end on that good.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, guys. As always, I hope you guys are having a great day, month, year. Wait, a day, week, month, year. Yeah, whatever you're doing, keep on doing it. Living your best life. Go kill it today, dude. I appreciate you coming back, my guy. This is awesome. I like this one. We gotta hit another one. We're gonna schedule another one. Let's do it.
We got it.
We got it, bro. All right. We out, guys. Later.
Love, peace.
Love, peace. Amen.